rapidly repeated after one after another, and then they know from that that that's the point to go into the next thing. So in other words, I was thinking that the people engaged in the conversation, I was thinking you were saying, that the people engaged in the conversation didn't have anything to do with that. That the conversation would end once it became clear that the others not in the conversation were launching the ensemble into the next part. Now, of course, there are only three people, but who aren't in the conversation, if that's still, the way you're reading.
And still, it's a quorum out of five people, and they can have to say, like, let's launch this now.
Yeah, also, I mean, in some ways, it probably makes it easier, because I've been thinking that, a lot of following what's going on might be a challenge for a lot of us. Now, I don't really remember what then happens after the all three or all of the people involved, you know, we define as being necessary, have repeated the phrase. But...
So then take us through how it goes after that.
Once we've got a phrase going.
Nice.
In this case, if you guys had repeated that, once we've got a phrase going, when I had it with everyone agreeing on the phrase, I would mean noticing that everybody said it, and then the person... Yeah, that's way too complicated right there.
Well, as you said, for me, the issue with that is... I would like, in some ways, the idea, of...
It sounds like it becomes a deliberate word grapevine.
Exactly. That's what he wants to have.
It sounds to me, getting to your point, you used that, it seems to me that if all five people, including the two in the conversation, have to say it, I mean, in some ways, I like that, but I just think it would be very hard for the people engaged in the conversation, in some ways, maybe... You know, because I mean, they have to stop what they're doing because they're doing interaction in natural language.
Unless we want to show the gears a little bit and allow things to happen, I was impressed with what Jeff said a minute ago. It sounds like a deliberate word grapevine. One then move on if that doesn't go anywhere.
I'm not sure. I understand.
Right.
We all start conversing until somebody catches a phrase that they like, and then when they realize a phrase is liked and somebody repeats it, the person next to them repeats it but changes it a little bit if they desire. And then you change what you hear if you desire, and then you change what you hear if you desire, so on and so forth.
Yeah, and at a certain point, the pattern actually has to take hold and overrule anyone's idea of finding it interesting. Maybe something like, you know, if there's a critical mass of people who go with it and then are able to send it around. And a few people, I'm thinking the person who picks up that phrase can't just mumble it, really has to assert it in some way to where, like, someone's like, I'm making the move of introducing a phrase that we should play human telephone with.
Right.
Would it be too noisy as soon as I repeated the phrase, I turned the other direction and started a conversation so that it can be generating another one for the next time around, possibly? Or
that would be too much.
Until it catches up to the person that started it. And then...
That sounds totally
adorable. Like second order. I mean, if we could pull off this.
I apologize, John. Because I read this rapidly at work today.
In the middle of a lot of
other stuff. So, no, I thought somehow that you had specified two people having the conversation.
No worries at all.
I confused everything, though. So anyway, you're always saying, if this is the same text as I read, I don't know what I did, but you're always saying that it's a conversation involving all five of us.
It's a weird and strange shift I know it takes practice to be able to do, but to actually be able to lift something. It's a weird and strange shift. It would take practice.
Rich Hall and the Yeti walked into
a gay bar.
Rich Hall and the Yeti
Kmart has a gay bar.
It's nice. Fine. It's great.
Perfect.
Roll with that.
Gay bar.
Bad bar.
Barbara Bush.
Gay bar to bad bar.
Bar Fed.
Gary Bar Fed.
Barbarella.
Trudeau.
All right, so are we going to try to do some?
See, I don't understand either, but I think once we start doing something, something will
right
understand yeah. what you're doing.
Yeah. People knocking, but you can't come in.
So figuring out where the game of telephone starts,
and then but once it starts, it just keeps going, right? Or yeah,
it can break down. Well, it can break down when you start
with the cards,
dicking around with cards.
Break down.
I got you.
Which, that's kind of what we'll do.
We'll introduce that after we kind of start the preliminary, just get the thing going, and then kind of figure out.
Right, right. I mean, on the one hand, it wouldn't be all that hard a deal if I was saying, like, let's do a polyphon that's a game of telephone, and here's a phrase. You know, and then we would all repeat that phrase, and the next time it came around the horn, I would alter it a little bit. You could repeat it if you wanted to, or choose to alter it, and then right. just go around the horn. We could all mess with that. It doesn't have to be like some quick lightning round of like, as fast as you can, or else, you know, we lose the energy.
Right.
There could be, you know, open space in there, too. But, like, the tricky thing is coordinating enough and saying, you know, hey, which is sort of hopefully the cool thing about it, too, to be able to do some crazy shift from conversation mm-hmm. into a performance, mm-hmm. but it would take some practice.
Well, I think we can. I think we can do it. I think. I mean, it'll happen. I mean, it's the invisible hand of the market will come down and dictate. Well, no, anyway, yeah, but yeah,
the
I think
invisible hand of the market will come down and dictate.
So we can. Why don't we just see if we can get some minor things, some initial things started out of a conversation that. We start right now.
Out of our conversation that we start right now.
So, are people game to try to just get a phrase generated, this kind of round idea generated, or we still need to, do we still have some questions about?
I have a little bit of a question is that how we'll know who is starting this? Telephone.
You might not know. I mean, it might be that you try to start it. But it doesn't catch on because no one else repeats the phrase.
Right? Now, I'm assuming that there's something that happens that all five of us say. But what, mm-hmm. Does it, once, if you say it, I decide, I agree, I say it, mm-hmm. Jeff says it, then Zach says it. When John says it, is that the beginning of the game of telephone? So that if we decide it's going to go clockwise, then that means that we all... are, you know, expect at least if things go right that you then it begins with him to you
as originally conceived, yes, because the last person to endorse, you know, da 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 is a phrase, I second, I third, and then it's like we're adopting the phrase, and it's clear when the last person knows what's going on. That
then the person to their left would say, would roll, you know, is the first person, you know, that's the first exchange in the circular game.
Right.
The first exchange in the circular
and
that's, game.
And if it ends up that we're messing that up more often than not, then we can probably think of a new strategy, but that's...
Yeah, try yeah, that, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try.
By the way, the image and phrase circular games is in my slips. That's because I was thinking of this, because I was working on that one today.
The image and phrase circular game is in my slips.
Remember, all language. I'll remember, all language is poetry. Right. So.
I was out of nowhere, though. I'm not endorsing that one.
Fair enough.
So we should keep having a conversation until we generate a phrase.
And something interesting happens.
Until we generate a phrase.
Y'all are really boring.
Y'all are really boring.
Until something interesting happens, worth repeating.
Nobody knows what's on my mind.
Could be anything.
What is on your mind, Zach?
So
nothing's on Zach's mind.
Nothing's on Zach's mind.
Nothing's on Zach's mind.
Do I have to join on that one, or
no?
Your selection. You're part of the selection process. So three of us said it, and if you don't like it, Jeff doesn't like it.
I imagine the idea of like wanting to start the game.
The idea of wanting to start the game.
Noting Zach's on his mind.
See, we're supposed to be having conversations, not necessarily.
Not Jack.
Pretty soon.
But we're somewhere in between a conversation and
we'll want to be starting a game.
Pretty soon we'll want to be starting a game.
Pretty soon we'll be wanting to start a game.
Pretty soon we'll be wanting to start a game.
Tits are great.
Didn't go.
That's right, we were so close, Jeff.
It's almost like a beach veto, you know.
That's right.
The president's
So it can conformist override.
Conformist override.
Conformist override.
Conformist override.
Getting poets come from anybody is hilarious.
Oh, no.
Oh,
boy.
Come forest over-eyed.
What is that?
Gum forest
over-eyed. It's just it's what you hear, isn't it? It's what you'd be doing if we had adopted the phrase.
Gum forest
over-eyed.
Gum forest over-pride.
Gum forks over-eyed.
Okay, that seems to me we're doing the game of telephone before.
Which is fine.
It seems we were doing the game of telephone.
We're doing the game of telephone before we're starting the game of telephone.
Doing the gay telephone?
This will invariably happen that.
This will invariably happen.
that so some people will be keeping a phrase and someone will keep on having a conversation and people will stop dead in the tracks. So is there,
so are,
now
as long as Jeff's doing that, nobody's gonna hear a single phrase.
Single phrase.
As long as Jeff's doing that, nobody's gonna hear a single phrase.
As long as Jeff is doing that, no one's gonna hear a daggum single phrase.
Fuck up, Jeff.
No one's gonna hear a single phrase.
Fucking idiot.
Nope, I don't like it at all.
Conformist override.
Conformist override poet's privilege.
Come, Forrest. Override.
You did that last time.
Fuck.
You're supposed to repeat other people, not yourself.
That's right.
Can we just have a conversation?
We were having a conversation here. Then some will be, both Zach and Jeff primarily, started doing this kind of riffing, which was more like
beginning a poem before the game set was supposed to be beginning a riffing.
This kind of riffing.
Dom DeLuise?
Did everyone say this kind of riffing?
Not everyone said this kind of riffing.
These Rosemary Leads?
In one context or another, everyone said this kind of riffing.
This is true.
This is
but
true.
I didn't just say it.
This is a kind of riffing?
This kind of riffing.
This is a kind of riffing.
And cut. yeah.
I wonder if there's a close enough, you know, I wonder if there's a point where people would be kind of like, yo, we're under.
What's interesting is we've had four different ones, and each time the person who refused to join was a different one of us. So.
Yeah. This reminds me of my job. It's like the.
This reminds me of my job.
This reminds me of my job.
Say it! This reminds me of my job.
Yes! That's what we need.
This ricochets my reminder of a job.
Cool.
Well. Sorry, I don't know what happens next.
You do something like what I just said, but you torque it a little bit.
Ricochets my blob.
This re-engages my blob.
This demeans my blob.
This demeans my job.
This job demeans my blog.
This job defines me.
This job delines me.
This job delines me. You can repeat too.
just make that
real. If you like it, you can do it. Yeah. Exactly. I'm game with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Yeah.
Yeah. If like you feel like you have to be original, it shuts you down. You can just repeat it.
You have to be original. It shuts you down. You have to repeat it.
Right on.
Cool. Well, that put an end to that.
If you're unoriginal, you're repeated.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we've suddenly gone from the original phrase to something else.
We've also gotten kind of going kind of the way we were going the other way.
I know. I did that. As soon as I've done it, and we've gone across the first three or four of us, I realized I said to the left because it would be clockwise, and I did it. But I wasn't thinking.
I think it's good because how do we get it going? Let's just get it going. That's what I say.
Well, at least we see that we're able.
I think it'd be good to define it either to the right. I mean, pretty rather than say clockwise, but either to the right or to the left, because otherwise. You know, I might have done it at the same time that John did it, which, you know,
Right.
I think it's better.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm one of those, you know, Native American rituals things are kind of clockwise. I mean, go clockwise, so.
So you think the left? Yeah, it should be the person to the left of the person, find the person.
There's all that crap in the Bradley games where it's like player to the left goes first. So
that's right.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I was thinking clockwise just because it's the first thing that occurred to me. And then, so I didn't know there was a tendency to go to the left necessarily. Well, that may be the same. Maybe that may be why, because it has something to do with going clockwise.
Ooh, before we get into the cards, the yellow card is like, you know, in Uno. We reverse, right?
So that's going to be true.
Yeah, I thought that was the only one I understood, but even though it's kind of weird, but anyway.
Right. There's got to be a way to scale some of it. But that was, I mean, the sensation of trying to, like, listen and deal with each other and then try to do something like a consensus to try to, never really fell into a rhythm, but did it seem interesting?
What, you mean once we were going around in a circle?
In front of people? No, what I want to
no,
play
I'm not
sure.
even talking about anything like that right now. No. Let's even just bracket
the idea. I thought it was interesting. I liked it. But you're talking about once we began doing the circle.
Sure. Or even just the process of trying to...
Yeah, no, I thought the whole thing... Yeah, no, I thought the whole thing was a lot of fun. I mean, first of all, one or the other of us keeps, like, falling out of what we're supposed to be doing. It's real funny. I think it's interesting and fun. And yeah, I mean, because one thing, I'm particularly fascinated by the way in which four times we failed because four of the five of us said a phrase, and then each time a different one of us refused to say it the fifth time. But I just think that's interesting in terms of how, you know, what one responds to in terms of what's an interesting phrase, you know.
Right.
They're all fairly interesting phrases as those things go. But.
And then again, anything would, I mean, yeah, something to remember there, anything would be like an interesting phrase would be like manual by the time it's halfway around the circle the next time, so it's not like, you know,
love
this fucking phrase.
But you do have to have some reason why, you know. Yeah.